Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on, you don't have to click on anything, just the links that you need to stream the show. Well, happy Mother's Day, everyone. And if you're a single mother of animals like I am, then go out and buy your something nice for Animal World or for Mother's Day from your animal friends. I did. So my animals are very happy because they know they pleased their mommy a lot. And we kind of wrapped up the interview Kathy was doing with me And she's busy in the other room with phone calls right now. We do have open phone lines, and I will entertain your behavior training or healing questions or anything you want to talk about animals for this last hour of the show. And now would be the time to call because Kathy is at the phone. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And if you need to shoot us an email, you can do so to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And let's see. Okay, so let's see. Our first caller, I guess she just wanted to ask her question here. Deanna from Seattle would like to know if you think that dog coats or sweaters are beneficial and your other thoughts on the subject. Well, Deanna, I'd say they certainly can be beneficial, and I think it depends on the breed of dog and their hair coat and the weather and what you're doing. So in the colder times of the year and in cold weather, certainly the smaller breeds of dogs, the single hair coated dogs. And if you research your dogs, short haired dogs, they can have a single coat or a double coat. Like, did you ever, you wonder, like Doberman Pinschers, they often will sleep under the covers with their humans in bed. Okay. And they have a single coat. So they get colder. So generally speaking, Deanna, the answer to that would be the shorter coated dogs, ones that spend less time outside rather than they're not as acclimated. And when the weather gets really, really cold, coated dogs probably don't need sweaters or coats. Like Robbie, my golden retriever, he doesn't even have a sweater or a coat, although I can imagine a circumstance where I might be taking him out, you know, in really, really cold weather or whatever, that I might have boots on to prevent the icing. I might do a raincoat, but a lot of little dogs will benefit from learning to wear a raincoat again, Kath. Don't get settled. It's ringing some more. At any rate, I think sweaters and coats can be very beneficial. But sometimes you have to teach your dogs to be comfortable with them. I know a lot of people that have little dogs or short coat or single coated dogs. They won't go out without their coat or their sweater. And the bottom line is, coats and sweaters can be great. And can make it much more pleasant for little dogs to go out for potty issues, you know, in the wintertime, if they're warm and snuggy. I do think that if our animals are pretty much wearing anything, they need to be supervised. I don't know that I'd leave coats and sweaters on them when they're not, and except under very special circumstances. And sometimes coats or sweaters can be used to cover up something you don't want them to lick at or chew at and all that kind of stuff. So there's lots of reasons for that sort of thing. So that's all I can think of right at the moment. Let me know if that answers your questions or you have something more specific. Before I get to the next caller, I just have to share with you, because you remember before when we were closing out the last hour, I was talking to Kathy about how that I do believe dogs think and reason, have feelings and emotions, that I think it's important to have a balanced approach to training and behavior therapy. And that you teach dogs impulse control so that they can shut off, they can use that left brain and not just dive into an impulse if they know it's something that is not acceptable behavior, and they can make choices. And I also told you in the last hour that, I think like the most popular breeds of dogs are middle of the roaders. They're not Einsteins. They're not Dumbos. And I said golden retrievers and labs as an example of the middle of the roaders. And of course, now I've got my Robbie Golden chiming in and saying, you know, he's really smart. And he is really smart. And I want to give you an example, because it happened just yesterday. And I actually was blown away. I was totally surprised. And this is how, well, this is how smart my Robbie is, my Golden, and how much it pays off to teach impulse control and right from wrong. Now, Robbie lives in a house with me and five cats. And, of course, cats drool. The cats rule, dogs drool, if you've seen Incredible Journey. And so Robbie has been raised by all of these five cats. And one of my five cats is a thief, to put it bluntly. And he will chew into any bag of treats or food and steal them off the counters. And he'll do anything to get in the food. And you can't deal with cats the way impulse control in cats is tough. And I've not been as good as I could be on that. With my kitties. Anyway, my animal's favorite treats, and this is, I've never found anything in the food department and treat department that all of my animals absolutely would kill for, to die for, that just love it, love it, love it. And what I have found, what I use as treats for my cats and for Robbie now, and I'll tell you the product, it's made by Stella and Chewy's, and it's their raw dehydrated patties. And I use the venison and the rabbit, it comes in other varieties. It because it's dehydrated, it doesn't need to be frozen or refrigerated or anything. You can rehydrate it when you feed it to your animals, or you can feed it dehydrated. What I have found is that it's the first treat ever that all of my cats are just goofy over. Love, love, love. And Robbie, love, love, love. And they will all drop anything they're doing and run like crazy to get this Stella and Chewy's treats. Now, my thief, Pingy, is one of my ruddy Abyssinians, he will steal it from anywhere. So consequently, I cannot leave the bags out on my counter or my stove because Pingy will find them, he will steal them, he will rip into them, and then there's a free-for-all in eating everything. So they live in the microwave when I'm not using it, or in the oven, or in a cupboard. Well, yesterday I was making, I was probably making tea. And Robbie was in the kitchen and family room area, and I had left the bag of Stella and Chewy's on the stovetop underneath the microwave while I was doing my tea. And I went into my office to do something while I was waiting for my tea to cook, you know, on the microwave. Well, I came back as I was coming around the bend into the room, I couldn't see into the kitchen except to see Robbie's crate, which was open because, you know, he was loose in the room. And Robbie was laying inside his crate. Well, that's unusual. He's not usually laying in his crate when it's open and he has, you know, free run. But he was just laying there looking very innocent. And I looked at him and I thought, that's strange. Why is he in his crate? Then I came around the corner, and sure enough, Ping had stolen the bag of Stella and Chewy's, was down in the middle of the kitchen floor. He'd ripped it open. There was venison, you know, patties all over the floor, and he and two of the other cats were eating as much as they could, as fast as they could. And the point of this story is that, and what blew me away, is that Robbie has watched me read Ping the Riot Act and tell him, and Robbie's learned he's not to take things off counters or the stovetop, that's impulse control. Those are leave-its. You do not take things off the counter. And even though Ping had taken it off and ripped into it and the cats were eating it, Robbie said, I'm not playing any part of that. And he put himself in his crate. Now, to me, that is unbelievable. That's enough reasoning power and impulse control to know that is wrong. Mom will be back anytime. Okay. I'm getting in my crate. I am not responsible. Okay. Now, any other dog I've ever lived with, as great a trainer and a behavior therapist I've been, that just goes to show you what a great dog Robbie is and how much I've accomplished with him in his first year and a half of life for him to make that decision. Because any other dog I've ever had would have been right in there and chased the cats away and would have eaten the whole bag by himself. But, you know, so this, yeah, he's smart and he's learned impulse control and right from wrong. So how amazing is that? Whoa. I was blown away. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's before we run out of time here, Christine in Bend, Oregon. Let's go to Christine, and welcome back, Christine. I know we talked to you last week. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and the animals have improved, believe it or not. Just like you were saying, they're very intelligent.
Yeah, and you've got cats. You have a rescue Aussie type.
Uh-huh.
And
Charlie. The cats, the four cats, put up with Charlie jumping up and following him around.
And Charlie's a rescue. Isn't he an Aussie type?
Yeah, he's a mini Aussie. He's a mini Aussie.
Border collie or
mini
something.
Mini border, yeah. He's a skinny guy.
Yep, so you got him, and then you recently just rescued another Aussie?
Yeah, she's a Merle.
Yeah, Blue Merle.
Yeah, and you know, she's big. Her body is bigger, more stout than Charlie.
Right.
But she was...
Yeah, I saw the pictures you posted online.
Oh, yeah. She jumps up when she was jumping up and barking whenever a cat...
And what's her name again?
Collie, I think that's how you, or Kavi, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's K-A-H-V-I.
Kavi?
Yeah, I don't know if she wants me, one day I'll ask Robin if she would prefer another name or Kavi is fine with her. Because I have to think.
Yeah, okay. So I know last week you called in, Jude and Paul did some work.
Yeah, because some energy. I wanted peace restored, you know, sort of like calm things down with the cats. My concern are the cats because, like you said, they rule the house.
Uh-huh.
And Kavi would jump up and bark at them. She wouldn't chase them. She'd jump up and bark. Well,
I mean, she jumps up out of a, she's sitting or she's laying down and she jumps up standing or she jumps up onto something?
She jumps up. Standing. She'll either be in one of the beds or laying on the floor. But I would never know what the overall interaction would be because I wasn't paying attention. I was, you know, doing something else and her bark and jumping up and everybody taking off. Well, everybody's not taking off anymore because they're used to her jumping up and barking like that.
Oh, okay.
And now she knows that if she does that, jumps up and bark, it doesn't matter for what. I ask her to go into her her area. I hate calling it a cage.
Crate? But, her
yeah.
crate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her crate. And so that's it. The point now is I think you wanted me to call so that we can work and try and figure out how we can get Charlie now, who when I take the two of them to the dog park, Charlie would become aggressively protect or aggressively herd other dogs away from Collie or Kavi. Mm.
Well, okay. So first with the cats, and I think last week I told you, you know, to really hone in on Kavi and controlling, teaching her impulse control on that behavior.
Much better.
I told you to lower the boom.
Yeah, and
I'll remind everybody now, which is what I'm talking. Remember, dogs are pack animals and work on a pecking order system, mm-hmm. and you need to establish leadership first before you spoil, and then you balance that. Okay.
Yeah.
And the biggest mistake that people make with young dogs, puppies, young dogs, or rescues is allowing too much freedom too quickly. And I couldn't go into a lot of detail with you last week, Christine, because it wasn't a behavior and training Sunday.
Right.
But I'll tell you, when you adopted Kavi, if she had come into my house, she would get absolutely zero freedom, even though she's an adult dog, until for at least 6 weeks, because it takes 6 weeks to extinguish bad habits, solidly replace with new if you're dealing with an adult dog. And you need to go through the honeymoon period and get in all that sort of stuff. So she'd be crated. Or she'd be confined, she'd be supervised, she'd be on leash, attached to me, or dragging a leash in the house. She would never, because remember you just said, well, you know, she'd jump up and start barking, and I wasn't paying attention, so I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it was just one bark. one or two barks, but, you know, it was...
Right, but see, that wouldn't have happened with me because she'd been right with me.
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
but,
and that's what I meant last week is go back and establish the leadership, interrupt that behavior, and condition it out right away. Now,
yeah.
It sounds like you've done some of that this week, and the behavior is improving, right?
Yeah, and the cats, it's really amazing. When I brought in Charlie for the first time, it was Lacey, the calico, the one that's really orangish calico. Mm-hmm. She was the first one to sort of like feel okay with Charlie. So now I'm noticing that when I'm out in the backyard throwing the frisbee for Callie, or Kavi, man, I got it. I don't know about that name. Lacey is back outside in the backyard. She goes and finds her favorite places, which is under the big Christmas tree type things, watching the birdies and things like that. So she's feeling comfortable around them. And I notice some of the cats, they'll watch Kavi, but they will walk by her. Which
excellent.
Is what
so that means they're getting more comfortable. So you just need to keep her under your thumb.
Yep.
And until that impulse control has been gained.
Uh-huh.
And she is a well-behaved, you know, member of the family. And then you gradually give the freedom. And as the cats realize you're controlling things and get used to her, you know, everything will come into balance there.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I remember, and I want to tell you before I forget, you had said, you know, that your other guy, what's his name again?
Charlie.
Charlie is a Frisbee guy.
No, Charlie isn't.
No, Kavi's the Frisbee. And they'd already chewed up a Frisbee or something?
Yeah, because...
I did look at the Frisbee that I have for Robbie that we use most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And it's a thick material. And you know, I'd say it's rubber, except it's too light to be rubber. So it's, you know, some kind of synthetic. But it's called an Easy Glider Max, which means because it's a large one. And that's Robbie, you know, cannot chew up or destroy that Frisbee. And yet it floats and it flies like crazy.
Yeah.
It's a really good Frisbee.
When they chew up there used to be three. Now there's two left.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are chewed up, but, you know, she really likes them.
Also?
The other one that I got that was rubber, she's not all that enthused with it. So I'm going to wait until Charlie chews these up completely, where they don't fly anymore.
Well, as I did, thing, because, the softer, easier to chew up Frisbees are Robbie's favorite, too. But but he used them as an excuse to pull out grass, because the Frisbee would be on the ground. He knew when he picked up the Frisbee with his mouth, he could grab grass with it, too. So when he started doing that, it was like, sorry, you don't get to play with those Frisbees anymore. So I don't get those stay on top of the doghouse. He doesn't get to play with those. We play with, you know, the Max Glider now.
Uh-huh.
And now he gets just as excited about the Max Glider as he ever did about the other Frisbees. So
it's
again,
just getting them used to it.
Well, yeah, it's you being in charge and not letting them manipulate you. Now, there's nothing wrong with you letting them chew those Frisbees up and then they go away. But you could just as easily take them away now and say, this is the deal. She'll get just as excited about the other one, you know, once the other ones aren't an option.
Oh, yeah, that's true. When she can't find the Frisbee. And then Charlie buries the tennis balls, because sometimes they'll play with the tennis balls. I don't know where he buries these things.
Well, don't leave toys like that, retrieving toys, should not be left out.
Oh,
you should put them away, put them up, and when you get out to play the game, you play the game, and when you're done, you put them away.
Oh, so the trainer has to be trained.
Hello? Yeah, chewables stay out. Toys go away.
Okay.
Robbie doesn't get to sit out there and play with his Frisbees. Well, now I actually have let him keep the Frisbee on the, you know, with him, the Max Glider, because he can't chew it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it sits there until I come out to play with him, and then he grabs it, you know, so... but yeah, don't leave retrieving toys. See, that makes them more attractive. They get more excited about it. It's like cats and their interactive toys. You don't leave those out either. You put them away, get them out and play them, and then put them away. Okay. Now you said you're at the park. Charlie is becoming protective of Kavi. Is that it?
I think he's trying to figure out his position in this new pack.
Okay, and guess who teaches him that?
Yeah. Well, when he got too aggressive with one dog, I just put the leash on and removed them both from the park. And he was doing it also. So I decided to focus in on the horse rescue ranch. And Kavi's not all that enthused with it, but I take her there so that because I don't want to leave her here alone in the house. Mm-hmm. And I will tell her, I'll put her in the van and leave the big van door on the side open, and I'll tell her stay. And she will usually stay. Only once she did not stay, and I put her back in there. And with Charlie, now if Charlie disobeys me and chases a horse or does this or does that or doesn't listen to me, barks at the donkeys when I'm trying to work with them, I will take Charlie, put him on a leash, and take him back to the van, and I will anchor him so mm-hmm. that he can go in the van and out of the van, but he's right. in the van now. And you know what? It's working much better.
Okay, and it will work faster for you. It's because you said, like, at the dog park, you know, I put the leash on him and we left the park.
Yeah.
When you just stop everything as a result of the behavior, uh-huh. it takes them much longer to figure out why everything stopped.
Yeah.
So if you do it as a timeout,
uh-huh. That's right.
He barks at the donkeys. You take him back. You tie him up. You leave him there for 3 to 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Come in. This is when you have the time to do it. Then go back and get him. Remind him why he was timed out, because he barked at the donkeys and he needs to be quiet. Take him back to the donkeys. If he barks again, go tie him up for 6 minutes, 6 to 10 minutes. Then bring him back. If he barks again, tie him up for 20 minutes. Then bring him back. Don't go more than 20 minutes at a time for timeouts. You can do the same thing at the park. You know, you leash him back up. You know, he gets too aggressive, leash him back up. You should also teach a friend's exercise when other dogs are coming around. You need to set the appropriate example. Oh, boy, Charlie, it's a friend. It's a friend. Friend means you're not to growl. You're not to be aggressive. You're not to push your weight around dominance-wise.
Yeah.
If you don't, then you get leashed up and timed out. Then we go back into it. If you do it again, you're timed out for 10 minutes. You see what I mean?
Would it be a mistake to take a Frisbee for Kavi?
What, to the dog park?
Yeah.
No. Why would you think it's a mistake?
Well,
I mean, you risk another dog running off with it.
Exactly.
A lot of people take toys with them to the dog park. I just wouldn't take something that's real valuable and that could be, you know, run off with, stolen.
Oh, I'd take the chewed up one.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if I should start training her to share, or she shares with Charlie. Charlie and her get into a tug of war with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, it depends. You have to know your dog, because some dogs you wouldn't take their Frisbee because they are too protective about it and they might start a fight. Now, a lot of dogs, though, will just stand, you know, their Frisbee, they'll warn, they'll wrinkle their lip, they'll stiffen, they'll growl. Mm-hmm. They might swing and snap, but they don't actually start a fight.
Yeah.
They won't jump another dog. Another dog might go through the warning signs and might jump another dog immediately.
So usually it's the owners.
If you know the dog, if you know how to handle it, because it's a dog park, because you don't know the other handlers, you don't know the dogs, mm-hmm. you know, you may be, and if she does tend to guard and protect her stuff, you may be best off not taking toys to the park.
Yeah, she doesn't with Charlie.
Right, but with other dogs, then I wouldn't. So in your case, it may be a mistake. Hmm. So you have to evaluate. There are no absolutes. You evaluate the individual situation.
Yeah, and I'm still evaluating her.
Yeah. So is that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay. We're behind schedule, so we've got to catch up here and take care of advertisers
Thank
and sponsors and get to the next call. So thanks, Christine. Let me know how you're doing.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we'll take care of advertisers and sponsors. Stay right where you are. Shelley in Seattle, you're next. Anybody else has a behavior training or healing question for me, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Happy Mother's Day. This is Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Mike's here. Kathy's here. And because it's technically a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, we've been taking phone calls. And I just wanted to say, you know, I told you the story about Robbie Golden and when Ping stole the Stella and Chewy's venison bag and tore it open, and the cats were having a pig pile eating as much as they could before Mom came back in the room, and Robbie had put himself in his crate so he wouldn't get, you know, so he wasn't part of it. What I did, of course, was retrieve the torn up bag and all of the venison treats and took them away from the cats, and, you know, of course, you know, chewed the cats out a little, you know, or Pingy a little bit, you know, and of course, he's a cat. He said, you know, you leave him out, I'm stealing him. But part of what I did as a reward for Robbie, you know, I took everything away from the cats as much as I could retrieve and back in the bag and put them away. But I gave Robbie some, you know, a venison patty because to reward him for opting out, You know, and so, you know, so he got another opportunity, see, to learn, okay, I have impulse control. I choose not to participate and move away. I got a patty because of that. So
he gets,
you see,
a
that
reward.
He's likely to make the same decision another time.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. So here we go. All right, let's go to Seattle and talk to Shelly. Shelly, you're on Animal World with Martha.
Martha, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Fantastic.
Happy Mother's Day.
My call. Happy Mother's Day.
So what kind of an animal kid have you got here? Looks like a two-year-old pit bull?
We do. He's my daughter's dog, and we live together. And the poor guy, he's just so attached to her.
What's his name?
His name's Titan.
Titan, and he's a two-year-old male neutered?
Yes.
Okay, and belongs to your daughter, and he's really attached to her. So what's the problem?
He, whenever anybody leaves, it's not just her, but her in particular, he just shakes and shakes and cries, and he just becomes so upset. It's just so distressing because we can't figure out how to help him.
Okay, have you had him since he's a puppy?
Yes.
Okay, is he confined when you leave, or he's just loose in the house?
No, he's confined, but not in a crate. We gate him off in the kitchen. We put his bed in there and put gates.
And does he behave himself?
Yes.
Okay, so he's not chewing everything up and all that sort of stuff. He just gets
real. He's a chewer, but he'll do that when we're here.
Okay.
When we're not here, he doesn't do anything. He won't eat. He won't do anything. He just sits there and shakes.
Okay. And how do you handle it when you leave him and when you come home?
I hug him, give him a kiss, tell him it's okay. We'll be back.
Okay. All right.
Now, calm down, you know, pet him and try to soothe him. It doesn't help, but we try.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to tell you why it doesn't help.
Now,
okay. Keep in mind that separation away from the pack is one of the most difficult things for dogs to learn to accept because it doesn't come naturally, you know, in their world. Remember I told you there's different genetic DNA coding that comes along with the physical body? Well, this is one of them. They're pack animals, and the pack's supposed to stay together. Okay, so it is a difficult situation for them, but we humans tend to make it worse because we think, oh, gosh, you know, he hates it when we leave and we feel bad about leaving them. So the biggest cause and what makes separation anxiety worse for animals is emotional comings and goings on the part of the human. So when we're getting ready to leave, we say, oh, honey, I'm sorry, I don't want to leave, and I love you, love you, love you, mommy loves you, kiss, 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 I'll get home as soon as I can, you be a good boy, oh, calm down, mommy loves you, loves you, loves you. And then off we go. And then when we come home, it's like, oh, I'm so glad to see you, I miss you, and all that's great, okay? Well, it's those emotional comings and goings that really upset the apple cart, because A, the dogs don't understand what you're saying, and they learn to put the cues together of when you're leaving and what's happening. And then when you get emotionally upset about it and do the calming and the soothing, you're actually rewarding the emotional upset and making it worse.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so the way that you start conditioning out, the good thing is that it isn't so severe that he's not trashing the kitchen or peeing and pooping all over the place. So that's a good thing. It could be worse, Shelly. Okay. Now, here's what you need to do. And this is what you do. Now, I'll tell you when I get ready to leave, Robbie wags his tail and runs to his crate to be he's still confined when I leave. Because he gets a treat when I leave. So yeah, that's really cool. Okay. When I come home, He doesn't open his eye. Well, he opens his eyes to make sure it's me that walked in, but he doesn't get all excited or concerned because I don't deal with him right away. So my behavior modification technique to remove the emotional comings and goings is that when you're getting ready to leave the house, it's called a 15-minute ignore. And you do it when you leave, you do it when you come home. And it's kind of like 15 minutes before you get ready, before you're going to leave the house, you start cutting the dog off. meaning you're not talking to him a lot. You're not saying anything to him. You're not, loving him, petting him, any of that kind of stuff. When it's time for you, you know, you go on about your business and put them like in the kitchen. When it's time to leave, you can go back, you know, to where they are in the kitchen. And without emotion, you can explain to, you know, tighten. I'm going out. I'm going to the store. I'm going to drive to the store. I'm going to buy things, and then I'm coming back. Or I'm going to work, and I'm going shopping. I'm going to a movie, and then I'll be home. While I'm gone, you stay in here and be calm and relax, and then you can give him a treat, some kind of tasty, you know, like in my case with Robbie, it'd be a Stella and Chewy's venison patty, or it might.
He won't take a treat once he figures out we're leaving. It's over.
Find something that he really, really, really likes, don't give it to him any other time. You might want to try these dehydrated patties, the Stella and Chewy patties, because they're the most popular thing that I've ever tried with my animals. And if he doesn't eat it, that's okay. Just leave it and go. Okay. Because that'll let you know when you're over the hump, because he'll take it and eat it. Okay. So just leave it and go. Then while you're gone, remember that thought directs energy. There is no issue with telepathic and empathetic communication. So if you go off and when you're leaving, you're saying, oh God, I feel so bad that I left him alone. And he's probably shivering and quaking and feeling really bad. All of that emotional energy and what you're thinking is going to go back to him immediately. And he's going to feel it. Oh, I'm so sad and I'm so lonely and I da 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 da. So you have to, when you're away from him, you imagine him gobbling up his little treat, resting quietly, doing well while you're gone. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, then when you walk back in, you come home, you walk in the door, you are on ignore. And I don't care how excited he's getting in the kitchen. You don't look at him. You don't say anything to him. You do not touch or pet him. Go on about your business, and you do not. And he's gated in the kitchen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You do not go into the kitchen as long as he's excited.
Okay.
You can go to the bathroom, you can change your clothes, you can unload stuff, but you stay out of the kitchen until it could take anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, until he's calmed down and he's not excited anymore.
Okay.
Now then you can enter the kitchen, but you're still on ignore, because once you enter the kitchen, he's going to start all over again.
Okay.
And you're working on the premise that ignored behavior will extinguish. The problem is it gets worse before it gets better. So the first time when you walk back into that kitchen, he's going to start jumping and wiggling and all over you. And you're just going to walk over, around, or through him, pretend he is not there.
Okay.
And he's going to be jumping, saying, but Mom, I'm here. Wait, me. You just ignore it all. No reprimands. If he's jumping, turn your back, walk away. Do not reprimand him. Don't engage in any way, shape, or form. You're totally on ignore. It's like he doesn't exist.
Okay.
And you wait until he stops. And when he's calmed down and he's not messing with you for at least 3 minutes, then you can go to him and ask him to sit. Or just have a calm greeting. Hi, glad to see you. A soft pet.
Okay.
You're done.
Okay.
Now, you can crash course this if you want, like over the weekend or like today if you're home, put on your grubbies so it doesn't matter if he jumps up on you, and you tell him you're going out for a little bit. You give him a treat. You leave. You go out. Come back in 15 minutes. Go through this process and then leave him again, go out and come back, because it'll take 2 or 3 times before the light bulb starts to go on.
Okay.
Once it does, you'll start to see he's going to start calming down when you leave. He's not going to get that shaky, you know, weird stuff. You'll know you're really over the hump when he takes the food from you.
Yeah,
and then when you come home and he doesn't get excited, he just stays calm.
you're there.
All right.
But you continue. So, see, that's the way I raise my dogs. I teach all my clients this. So when I come home today from radio, Robbie will be in his crate, but he will expect that I don't even acknowledge him for quite a long time. And when I let him out or I go in, he doesn't get excited because there are no emotions. And when I get ready to leave, sometimes he even says, if I haven't left for a while, it's like, Mom, don't you have to go to the store or something? Why don't you go? Because he wants a treat. See, you give a treat before you leave, but you're calm and you're quiet and you telepathically and verbally explain, but very calm. No hugs, no kisses, no pets. You come home, you're on ignore. And then once they get it, usually takes 2 to 3 times, and then they got it and you're sacked. You're in good shape. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Super. All right. So,
okay.
Shelley,
we'll
you explain to your daughter. You go ahead and do this, and then you let me know how it works, and call me back if you need more help, okay?
You got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for calling Animal World, and happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye. All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and we'll come back and do current events and get in another phone call if we have time. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Margaret Peggy Kaler, branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage, shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Jana Rosewood help. For over a decade, Jana has helped relationship seekers gain clarity in their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship. Meet with Jana in person at East West Bookshop, where she is available for private intuitive consultations on April 19th and May 31st. Contact Jana today at rosewoodwisdom.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday Mother's Day morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And happy Mother's Day to you. And if you're the mother of animal friends and you don't have a partner to shop for your animal friends, go out and buy something nice for yourself or pick something up, a nice flower out of your garden. Do something and let your animal friends know that they've honored you and on Mother's Day. They'll love it. And we are going to go right to current events because we need to wrap that up before we're out of here. So let's see if we can't chase some sunshine out, Mike. It's time for current events. Oh, and that's good news, is the sunshine. Yeah, never mind. That was me, not you. All righty. We'll still chase some sunshine out just with our thoughts, huh? Because I would like sunshine for my Mother's Day afternoon. All righty here. I'm just going to give you dates of upcoming events, and you can go to www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events for details, because I've got a current events item that isn't on the website yet, and I want to tell you about it. But this is new. Mark your calendars. The Seattle Animal Shelter's 15th annual Furry 5K Run and Walk is Sunday, June 8th. Remember Maryland's CD project. Fundraising, silent auction, and a music and dance party is Saturday, June 7th. Take a walk on the wild side at the Narbeck Wetland Sanctuary on Saturday, May 24th. Third annual walk for old dogs and old dog pageant Sunday, July 20th. That supports Old Dog Haven. The 8th annual Poochapalooza at Strawberry Fields in Marysville is July 12th. And okay, so that covers that. Now here is the cool thing going on. Man to walk 2,000 miles with his pup for dog cancer awareness. Like so many people, Luke Robinson has been touched by cancer more than he would care to remember. In 2008, his dog Malcolm died of metastatic bone cancer. The former businessman and his other two pups, Murphy and Hudson, embarked on a 2,300-mile walk that took them 2 years and helped raise funds for awareness for canine cancer. When they arrived in Boston from Austin on their final mile of the trek, Robinson noticed Murphy had a snotty nose. Well, unfortunately, it was a sign of something more serious. Murphy was diagnosed with nasal cancer. He passed on in June of 2011. Let's see. So now Robinson has, Luke has two Great Pyrenees dogs. And on Saturday, May 10th, that was yesterday, he hit the road taking his Pyrenees, Hudson and Indiana, on a walk down the West Coast to honor their fallen furry friend. This time he hopes to bring even more awareness to canine cancers, which affect between 4 and 8 million companion animals each year. Robinson, 43, who founded the organization Number Two, Million Dogs, dedicated to finding common links between canine and human cancers, will walk about 1,800 miles from Vancouver to San Diego with nothing more than whatever he and his dogs can fit in their backpacks. They're hoping to clock 12 to 14 miles a day, about 80 miles each week, and plan to arrive in San Diego during the first week of November. They'll be staying at the homes of supporters and pitching their tent up along the way. There's no more special place in our universe than our tent late at night after a good day's haul, Robinson says. Once the sun sets and I've fed them, we're at that great, glorious place. Oh, I just can't imagine. Doesn't that sound great? Now, the dog, says Robinson, are ready. Hudson is already road tested, referring to his first walk from Austin to Boston. Indy, our newer one, he's a road warrior. Indy will have no problem. He'll tire me out by at the end of the day. My job is to get my boys from point A to point B safely and securely. Now, here's the cool part. If you're interested in walking with the trio for a day or a week, because they're walking down the West Coast, they're going to go right by us here locally, here in Washington, you can go to the website, www.2millionDogs.org, 2millionDogs.org, to learn more. And to schedule a day to visit Robinson and his dogs on the road, you can email Ginger Morgan at ginger@2millionDogs.org, ginger@2millionDogs.org, if you want to make arrangements to find out where they're going to be, meet them along the way, or do something cool. Anyway, doesn't that sound like fun?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Woohoo. All righty then. So we are just about done, Olin, Kathy.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your participation
fun.
Today and interviewing me. It was fun to kind of reminisce and tell stories. And
I just felt like we were just getting started. I still have a ton of other questions for you that we'll have to do another time.
We'll do it again. And I want to say that next week we are welcoming back an old friend and part of the Animal World family. That's Lola Michelin. She's the founder and director of the Northwest School of Animal Massage. They're over on Vashon Island now, but campuses all over the world, and with the distant learning and all that kind of stuff, it's real easy these days to become an animal massage therapist. We're going to find all about that, all the classes and events coming up the next few months and throughout the summer, and lots of stuff for us owners that just want to help our own animal friends, don't want to become professional massage therapists. So I hope you'll join us next week, because Lola's a great guest and always has lots of wonderful information. And especially if you've got somebody in your family you know that wants to become an animal massage therapist, next week is the time to be here. We will open up phone lines if you've got questions and stuff for Lola. Anyway, we are going to go on. I'm going home to celebrate Mother's Day with my animals. Kathy's going to celebrate with her family. Mike's going to keep the fires burning here at the station. And encore presentation of Mystic Radio following the show. And just be good to yourself and especially honor your mother and help your animal friends honor you. Happy Mother's Day. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and we'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.